Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, good morning, Ben, and good morning, Hawaii, and good morning, the world, because we are streaming worldwide at radiogolfclub.com/listen. That's all you got to do. It's also a podcast there. Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find it there. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. It's already April 10th. This is the Golf Club on the radio here, streaming live, podcast as well. And, you know, the weather, it's going to be interesting because even though things are shifting, the temperatures are not going to change at night. We're going to have on the leeward side mostly sunny this morning, partly sunny with scattered showers in the afternoon. On the windward side, partly cloudy with scattered showers, mainly in the morning. The high today, 81 degrees, 76 if you're up Mauka. And we're going to have the northeasterlies 5 to 15, fortunately, because that'll make it seem comfortable. 81 feels hot right now. The low tonight expected to be 64 degrees. It is 52 degrees at Volcano on the Big Island. Of course, if you're listening on the mainland, Vermont, it probably sounds like we're nuts. Big deal, 52. Makalei, there's a 910 if you'd like to play a round of golf. Poipu Bay, 1040. Kapolei sold out. That's where the LPGA Lotte is going to be played next weekend. Just go over to their website, Kapolei on their website. You might find some tee times. Pearl Country Club is definitely sold out. Royal Hawaiian has a 920 and a 1052. If you're close by, there's an 830. Bayview has a 926. Makaha East, a 918. Wailea on the Emerald and the Gold Course, there's an 838. And at Maui Nui, there's an 1108. Got a great show for you this morning. We've got Parker McLaughlin. He is a short game instructor, PGA Tour champion, Punahou School. Did you realize he was a three-time state golf and volleyball champ? That's right. UCLA two-time All-Pac-10 performer. Ron Green from Global Golf Post joins us. Sandy Crowley, she's Augusta Golf Girl and, you know, a loving promoter of Augusta. What a charming little city that is. You really don't go to Washington Road. Just go straight to Augusta. And Bob Bupka, the voice of golf on Talk Sport in the UK, is with us. Plus, Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, co-writer of the Vision 54 trilogy. He is writing the annual Augusta National Golf Club book. We'll be back with Parker McLaughlin. First, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: Dr. Carlson Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua, MD Restoration, Floods, Broken Water Pipes, 24/7 Cleanup, RCM Construction, your contractor for concrete spalling repairs. Welcome to The Golf Club Radio Show.
Yes, Sergio Garcia, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Lee Westwood, Rory McIlroy, Zach Johnson, Patrick Cantlay, Jason Day. Could be the leaderboard. leaderboard. Yes, it could be. It should be, maybe. And if for a whole lot of people who saw their wagering go down the drain, 88 started. Those guys did not make the cut. That's right. Dustin Johnson will not be a two-time Masters champion. Brooks Koepka, nope, he's not in it. We've got 54 playing today after the Masters setup made it very difficult on the first day, almost painful to watch. The second day was much easier, but it was funny because the leader, who was Justin Rose, shot a fantastic first round, and then he had an off second round, but he held it together and made par. He leads by one now. Will Zalatoris, youngster, Will Zalatoris comes from the Korn Ferry Tour, has special exemption on the PGA Tour. But let's bring Parker McLaughlin. He's in with us now. PGA Tour 2008 Legends, Reno Tahoe Open champ, and teaching the short game. Welcome into the clubhouse, Parker.
Oh, always good to be with you, Danielle.
Absolutely. So how's the teaching going?
I've been extremely busy. Yeah, it's like I tend to get the people that are very high level. I've got maybe 6 Korn Ferry Tour players, a couple of LPGA players, and maybe 10 or so Latin America, Canadian Tour, Mini Tour players.
Wow.
Or I get the guy or gal who yips it, and it's like I fix one or two yips, and then the word kind of spreads, and I get a lot of people that can't chip that start coming to me. So it's a wide variety I'm helping.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because when you won the 2008 Legends Reno Tahoe Open, you didn't hit that many greens in regulation, but you managed to get on the green and win the tournament. So you're known as a short game guru guy.
Yeah, so I you know, that tournament, I had the lead through 3 rounds, and I only hit 1 green in regulation in the front 9 of the final round, and I was even par through 9 holes. So eight for 8 and up and down.
that's incredible.
So I sort of transitioned a little bit. I'm still playing. I played a couple weeks ago in Punta Cana and played well enough to make the cut there, but been dabbling a bit more in short game instructing, and I've got a couple of, you know, over the quarantine time, I developed a few products. I had 2 inventions that I've got patent pending right now that are there to sort of, you know, I spent the quarantine sort of thinking about how can I help my tour players, how can I help my amateurs set up like my tour players?
Wow.
And how can I make their motion similar? And so I came up with these couple of ideas and hopefully we'll have them out within the next 4 months.
So how did you develop the prototypes?
So one of them, I just sort of, you know, made some markings on a club, and I had it milled and at the local store here, the True Spec, and then I went and pitched it to, you know, Bob Vokey and the people there at Titleist, happy to say we just inked a deal, so we're going to be working together. As of 2 days ago, I just signed the paperwork for that, and so. Pretty excited to be able to work with the best wedge team in the business at Vokey Wedges, and so we're hoping to have some good stuff out there, you know, game improvement type of stuff for people in the very near future.
Good deal. Now the game improvement, the one that you're talking about, one of them is a special wedge that'll help people.
Yeah. So it helps people to understand how to set up properly for, you know, pitch shot, bunker shot, bump and run, and it just gives people an understanding of the proper setup, how tour players set up for those particular shots, and it sort of takes the guesswork out of it.
Would that be like the ball, the club face and the ball, that setup?
It gives you awareness of where your club is supposed to be at address, and so it sort of takes a bit of the guesswork out. You know, I think there's so much information, good and bad, that's out there. You know, you can go to YouTube and you can go down rabbit holes of good information and then poor information, and it's hard to figure out what's right and what to trust. And so, hopefully, you know, in partnership with you know, Vokey, who's one of the best wedge makers who's ever lived, you know, we can bring some clarity to where people should be setting up to those particular shots around the green.
Gosh, you know, I bet you if you ask 10 people, honestly, I won't put your name, do you really know how your club face should be when you address the ball?
You get 10 different answers, I think.
Yes, and a lot of them would be, some of them would be, I don't know, I just... Just, you know, try.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, I think that there's, like I said, there's just been so much, you know, the instruction that I had, you know, 30 years ago when I was growing up and the sort of methodology it sort of changed and shifted a little bit from those days. And I think, it's definitely something where it's sort of, you have to reteach people because people think, they think one certain way. Hey, you gotta hit ball first. We gotta, try to drive it in there low, all that kind of stuff. And I think that, things have shifted a little bit, and it's been fun to re-educate people and help people understand the short game a bit better through some of my teaching.
That's wonderful. Do you have a website where we can see some of your videos? Have you started that yet?
I don't have the website. I don't have completely up and running just yet, but Instagram is probably the best place. You can see a lot of my either tutorial videos or videos of some high level players that I work with that you can pick things up. But it's just at Short Game Chef. And if you search on YouTube, I think I've got a handful, 10 or 12 videos on YouTube. I haven't updated that in a while, but yeah, those would be the best. And it's just sort of at Short Game Chef would be the place to find me on YouTube and Instagram.
It's like he's the chef of the short game.
Yeah. my whole thought was to give, to give people recipes, for shots around the green. And it's like, you have to have the certain ingredients to pull off the shot you're trying to play. So same thing as, being in the kitchen. It's like, you have to have the proper ingredients or the dish isn't going to come out the way you want it to. So around the greens, if you're going to hit a low shot, you have to set up to tell the ball that you want it to go low. So the shaft has to be leaning a little bit forward. The face has to be somewhat square. Like, those are the things that you have to do to say, hey, ball, this is what I want you to do. So you have to have those certain types of ingredients to then deliver what you want to deliver to the ball so that it reacts properly. Now, if you want to hit a higher shot and you're set up with your shaft forward and the club face square, then you're giving the ball mixed bag, right? You're saying, hey, I want you to go high, but I'm setting up for you to go low. So, the whole thing with being able to give people the proper ingredients, the proper recipe for the desired shot that they want to hit.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, what's the second product? You've got two. So we've got the wedge.
So the second one is more of a training aid that you can, take to your local course and when you're chipping around. I'm gonna actually partner with George Gankis on this one, who's been a great friend of mine, and he's been an amazing teacher. Matthew Wolf's coach on the PGA Tour, and so George is kind of the it coach right now. I showed him this product, and I said, hey, what do you think? And he's like, man, I love it. I think this could really help people. And so we're partnering together on it, and it's geared more towards the people that really have a tough time, losing their levels. You see people dipping their head, you see people losing their levels with their knees, and at that point, a lot of times the yips come into play, and so this is a device that will help people alleviate those problems.
Wow. Well, when you talk about curing somebody from the yips, I've had people on from medical institutions talking about how the brain is acting in concert with the muscles, and that's why sometimes, people can't play the violin anymore, they can't, do surgery anymore, and in golf you can't hit a shot right because you just, you just can't follow through, you just stop yourself. You're breaking it down to something that can actually be overcome without it being so scary that, somehow there's something wrong with your brain.
Yeah, so I definitely agree that there is a mental component to it. I don't want to discount that at all. But the thing that I've noticed, I've successfully helped 9 people, sort of cure or heal their chipping yips. And it's a number that I'm proud of. Like it means something to these people to to not yip it anymore. So anyway, from what I've found in helping these people cure their yips is that, yeah, there is a mental component, but this mental component is compounded and exacerbated by a lack of awareness at setup and improper motion throughout the swing. So once I get these people in a proper setup and start to give them the correct ingredients for making a proper chipping or pitching motion, then all of a sudden you can just sort of see how their body starts to react in the proper way rather than in a freak out, anxiety, in that type of a way. So I do think that there is a mental component to it, absolutely. But I do notice that as I give these people the proper way to hit this shot, that you can see the anxiety, the doubt, and the fear start to fall away a bit.
Yeah.
Not completely, but it definitely falls away a bit, and then all of a sudden they're starting to replace all that fear and anxiety with a little bit of confidence, with a little bit of belief in themselves, and then it's just a matter of time of putting in the time and effort into overcoming that and putting in more good shots than bad shots. And so every time they hit a good shot, I'm like, pat yourself on the back. Like, that's a good shot. You hit it within 8 feet of the hole. That's a good shot. So I do think there's a mental component, but I think that the technical part precedes that, and then the mental part can come in afterwards.
Yeah, it's almost like the brain and the body know what you're doing is not going to work. So,
yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, you're doing this wrong. And it's sort of like there's this reaction thing that's going on. But when you find out how to do it correctly, so the flow is there, the confidence gets built up because it's working right. And then all of a sudden, you know, if you've got confidence, like you said, you know, like if your mental component is happy, then things really do flow into the body and things get better. This is great. Parker, this is awesome. I'm so excited. I'm so thrilled with you taking your skills and then helping people. It must be very satisfying. I mean, getting rid of the yips is huge for somebody. And just knowing that you've helped someone, you walk away feeling really good about the planet.
Absolutely. I think, you know, for 20 years, you know, being a professional golfer, it's a very, just by nature, it's a very selfish way of life, right? You really have to, like, it's not like you're part of a team and you got to show up at practice. It's like you need to schedule out when you're going to practice. You need to carve out time for working out, for mental preparation. And so it's a very self-centered way of living, and you have to do that to be successful. And so, you know, making a bit of a transition into spending more time helping other people, there's definitely a sense of more gratification. You know, I feel a sense of, you know, helping these people, and it's a significant amount of help. I mean, you know, from seeing, like, Anna Nordqvist, when we started 18 months ago until now, you know, she was in second place or third place through two rounds at the major championship there a couple weeks ago at ANA. And seeing where we started 18 months ago, man, it's like that. It's such a gratifying feeling, and having her send me a text after the round saying, you know, I had the two of the most amazing bunker shots I've ever hit. I couldn't hit these shots a year ago. And like that, you know, that means something. And I think it is more gratifying to my soul, you know, seeing that, versus, you know, the selfish part of it, which, you know, can be gratifying to the bank account if you do it well, but you fall into the trap of being very self-centered and only thinking about yourself. So that's been an interesting transition, and it's felt good on the inside. And I think, as I continue to make my way in this short game teaching world, I do feel like I can be the best in the world at it. And at that point, again, the sort of monetary part of it will continue to sort of follow it. You know, versus the playing on the PGA Tour, you get instant gratification. You play well, boom, it happens. But this teaching business part of it, I've started to push the gas pedal a bit more and have some talks going with Golf Digest to try to get something going there. And there's a lot of things. I have a lot of things in the works teaching wise, because I do feel like I have some good information and I've had some good success and I can share that with people. But it's just going to take a bit more time to then become recognized as, you know, a top five short game instructor in the world, which I firmly believe right now that I already am, but I need to get the word. I need to be able to share that word with everybody else.
Yes. Yes. And it spreads. The word spreads. It's difficult when you're working with really talented people. As you said, you know, it's me, 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 me. So they don't like you talking about them, because, you know, they're responsible until at some point when they don't care anymore because they need your help. It's
exactly.
An interesting dynamic that happens, but we need to talk more. Parker McLaughlin, Short Game Chef. You'll find him at Instagram at Short Game Chef, like a chef in the kitchen. And he's a chef with the clubs and the short game. And I can't wait to get some of these products and see them and talk with you more. Thank you for being on the show.
You got it. Thanks, Danielle. Always great to be with you.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back with Ron Green. We are, of course, talking the Masters. The Masters is happening, and as what you watch all these guys playing short game, would you want to lose your putter? I mean, really. Whoops, and then have to use a 3-wood for the rest of the tournament? Is that possible? Ron Green, senior writer, Global Golf Post, is next. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
When Hilton Hawaiian Village opened in 1955, who made their signs? Honolulu Sign. They do building marquees and lighted signs, letter signs, parking and tollway signs, signs of every kind. Honolulu Sign has OSHA compliance signs, makes custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047, licensed and insured, COVID compliant, and they have all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate that must have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates. It's easy to do. Email Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000.
got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And it is the 85th Masters, and Augusta National is looking fantastic. Yes, some people said those greens were too dried out on Thursday, and look at that, they just watered them, and poof. It's amazing what they can do at Augusta National. I believe everything is growing underneath, and they just lift it all up to the surface in the middle of the dark. Tony Finau shot a 66, and he said, all of this competition and not winning keeps me hungry and humble, and he knows he needs a big win, he says, to even feel like he's had a good career up to this point. Cameron Champ doing a fabulous job. Champ looks so comfortable, so self-possessed, confident on this huge stage that he's on. He says, why would I get, you know, nervous? I've been wanting to be here forever. Siwoo Kim broke his putter, but he made the cut. Let's bring Ron Green in. He's Global Golf Post senior writer. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
How are you, Danielle?
Very good. And you, how's Augusta National?
It's splendid as ever. It's a little cloudy now, and they got some rain maybe coming in here in the next 2 or 3 hours, but the wind's picking up some, and doesn't sound like it's going to be anything too serious, but I think we've got this Masters right where we want it at the moment.
Yeah, it certainly is interesting with so many of the top names out and a great leaderboard nevertheless. But tell us, Siwoo Kim, how did he break his putter?
The way many of us might, frustration, just sort of slamming it in the ground. And, you know, you could tell that moment like, uh-oh, I think I just messed something up. But they got it reshafted overnight, and the company actually sent him a backup, too. So now he has the original putter and another one just in case he has another little fit of temper today.
Oh, good. He doesn't have to play the entire tournament using his 3-wood as his putter. But it's amazing that he did so well with it.
I know. It's just, you know, I think we've all sort of maybe putted with a sand wedge or something. I would not have thought a 3-wood, but it was interesting to see him get a little frustrated when he didn't make one with a 3-wood. I don't know. Should I find myself in that position in the future? It might be the 3-wood I pull out.
There you go. I was Bryson DeChambeau got his act together. He decided to play Augusta National. The first day, I don't know what course he was playing. Obviously,
neither does he.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but he made the cut. Were you surprised? He was way back.
Well, he finally played a good round. I think he sort of gets in his own head here as he sort of preps for Augusta and works all these things out and, you know, tries to find these lines and all this stuff. And I think he finally sort of took a deep breath and on Friday and just played well, you know, shot 67, got himself back into the edge of contention. I just think I don't know if the way he approaches the game is the way it works best at Augusta. I think there's so much nuance to Augusta, and I think he's struggled with that. Now, granted, he can hit some spectacular shots, and you know, we saw what he did at Wingfoot and went in there, but it's this is a different animal down here, and it's gotten the best of him, and he admitted, you know, I mean, he's the guy who, he loves to have those greens books in his back pocket to check, and you can't have them here, and a couple other things. And so he is still on the upward half of the learning curve, I think, in terms of Augusta National.
Yeah, it's a feel course. That's the bottom line. I mean, it's subtle. It's as you mentioned, nuanced is a beautiful word to use. Obviously, you're a fabulous writer, many-time winner of the Golf Writers Association of America Awards and a senior writer for Global Golf Post. It's good to have you here. You wrote about two young men, Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy, both former world number one in the world, both in the Masters field on Thursday. Spieth battling back to form. Rory McIlroy really battling back to form. And you wrote the piece for Global Golf Post before the tournament about the two men really coming from vastly different places. Could you explain?
Yeah, I mean, we've all sort of chronicled Jordan Spieth's ride. I mean, from going, you know, top of the world to suddenly really chasing the form that had made him so good and just, you could see it in his confidence and his body language and some of the shots he hit. I mean, he just was not the same player. I'd give him all the credit in the world. He stuck to it. He, in terms of working with the media and talking and having to answer the same frustrating questions over and over, he was always great about it, very transparent. And, you know, he finally sort of, it finally clicked again, and it worked him back into being the Jordan Spieth we're familiar with. And, you know, he won last week, and he's here. I mean, he was sort of the betting favorite and, I think, the emotional favorite when this tournament began. And, you know, nothing he's done has changed that now. Were it not for that triple bogey he made on a ninth hole Thursday, he'd be leading the tournament. And then there's Rory, who, you know, before we can talk about him trying to complete the Grand Slam here, he's got to get back to a weekend because he really looks like he's a mess right now, not quite sure where the ball's going to go and not having any kind of confidence, at least the kind of confidence we're accustomed to seeing him play with. And I don't have any doubt he'll get it back. But right now it is it was tough watching Rory for 2 days down here.
I bet it was. I mean, someone who we all knew as this, you know, smooth, I'm going to say carefree, but I don't mean that, you know, in this, but he looked like he was just really having a great time, and the ball did exactly what he wanted it to do because it was so natural. There was nothing manufactured about his swing. It was this perfect Rory McIlroy, you know. It was, he was just, and then I guess, you know, Bryson DeChambeau and this distance thing got in his head. And I thought it was interesting hearing Cameron Champ, who was asked, you know, do you think you need to go and get longer? And he's like, I'm long already. This is my game. This is the length of my shaft. I don't need to go chasing length because this is my game. I think if we could all just know that, you know, didn't Arnold Palmer say that, you know, swing your swing, don't go after somebody else's.
Exactly. Be who you are. You know, Cameron Champ doesn't need to chant. I think, not that people have learned a whole lot about him yet, but Will Zalatoris is a guy who he doesn't have to chase it either. I mean, he's extremely long. I'm not going to be shocked if all of he stays right around the top through this weekend. But I think it was a striking admission from Rory down at the Players Championship when he said, I went chasing some of what Bryson had shown me. And you would think a guy like Rory wouldn't, I don't know if you say fall victim to that, but wouldn't go that direction, but he did. And it created some issues. And now he's got to work his way. You sort of have to clear the old out and then bring yourself back to where you were. And he's working with Pete Cowan, who's one of the great teachers in the world. And it's not the kind of thing that you can just snap your fingers and there it is. So I think, you know, maybe after this, you know, I don't know when we'll see him again, probably Wells Fargo in 3 or 4 weeks. Be interested to see what we get from him there because it looks like there's a lot of work to be done there for him.
Yeah, well, you know, Jordan Spieth knows exactly. It took 3 years for him to get back into the winner's circle or even content.
Yeah, it's you know, it's the way the game is. I mean, it can give it to you and it can take it away. And it's the old thing, when you're playing well, you wonder how you're ever going to play badly again. And when you're playing badly, you think you're never going to hit a solid shot the rest of your life. So they're sort of at opposite ends of that spectrum right now.
Yeah. And now Phil Mickelson on moving day, he's 26 cuts made since 1992. He's the amazing Mr. 50 at this point, right?
He really is. I mean, he loves this place. Didn't quite get off the start he wanted, but he's showing some signs. He keeps talking about being closer than his results are showing. And, you know, obviously he wants to play here as long as he can. But I think he's found himself sort of battling that question that a lot of guys at his age get. Do they want to keep playing the tour? Do they want to go play the Champions Tour where they can win? And as he's won already. But, I mean, he's still Phil, and you just watch the shots he hits and the way he plays. And, you know, I think he's starting to feel it again a little bit around here.
Yeah, definitely. You can sense it. You can feel it. And now to our leader at this point, the former number one in the world, Olympic gold medalist, Justin Rose, is outside the top 40. I heard that. I went, he is? You know, like outside the top 150 in strokes gained tee to green. He is? Wow. I haven't been paying attention, but I have. It's just when you see the numbers starkly like that. This is his first round in 5 weeks after dealing with a back injury. He shoots the 65 the day that the Masters is playing really tough. At least I thought so. And then the rest of the field was having a hard time. Then the next day they weren't having a hard time, and he was. Shoots a 72, but he managed to keep it together. I thought that was a big success for him.
Huge success yesterday. Yeah, you're right. Thursday was really, really hard, and just you could see by the advantage he had by shooting that 65 how much better it was than everybody else. And if ultimately he's getting that green jacket tomorrow evening, I think he'll go back to the way he turned it around from the front nine to the second nine yesterday here. I mean, because he was tumbling down the leaderboard, and he got on the wrong side of that sort of seesaw. But he gathered it together and pulled it back. And, you know, he's a guy who, I mean, was number one in the world, I want to say maybe just 2 years ago. But, I mean, he is, I don't want to say irrelevant, but you just haven't heard much. He hasn't done anything to draw attention to himself in a while. And, you know, he had the WD earlier with some back spasms with the players and all that. And so, you know, his name is totally familiar here. I mean, he's led whatever it is, 5-6 times at the end of rounds. And, you know, he looks like Justin Rose again. Now, the big test is this weekend and being able to hold some putts and all that. But because, it is a crowded leaderboard. There could be a lot of movement. I expect there will be a lot of movement today, but I mean, he's the guy they're chasing right now, and I think, you know, what is he, 7 under par? It's going to be interesting to see what the winning score is.
Yeah, it really is, and it's really tough to know. I mean, we've got Justin Rose, 7 under, Will Zalatoris and Brian Harman, 6 under, Mark Leishman and Jordan Spieth, 5 under, Bernd Wiesberger, Tony Finau. There's one other. I just have to be able to scroll down here. Sorry about that. Justin Thomas.
Did you mention Justin Thomas? Yeah.
There. And
could very well
Kim.
Be the winner.
Yes, exactly. I know, but I don't want to talk about it.
Because you don't want me picking winners, I can tell you, because I have yet to pick one of those.
There you go. Oh, Ron Green, such a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Really enjoyed it. Have
Thank
a good day.
You too. Aloha. And this is Ron Green, Global Golf Post. And the golf club has a present, of course. We want you to go to globalgolfpost.com, all small, G and G and P, don't capitalize it, okay? And then .com/Hawaii and sign up. The golf club and Global Golf Post, the leading digital magazine, putting all the tour, all the events that are happening over the week together, equipment news, playing tips, it all comes to you in your inbox, your email inbox, every Monday morning. So just go sign up, globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii, and it is free. We're going to come back. We're going to find out about the social life at Augusta. And the woman to tell us about it is none other than Augusta Golf Girl. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What is falling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stop the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Want more customers?
Renovating high-rises, whatever your trade.
Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company. Buy insurance, air condition their offices. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few hundred dollars. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
That's rick@radiogolfclub.com.
Our listeners are consumers, too.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We know her as Augusta Golf Girl, sharing her love of Augusta, Georgia, the Masters Tournament. For those around the world that get to know her as Augusta Golf Girl, where we'll get to know Sandy Crowley. She is the founder of Art Us Agency. It's at artusagency.com. Like Art and Us, a creative agency focused on supporting local creatives and creative businesses with business consulting and digital media services. Her first trip inside the gates at Augusta National Golf Club, she was 16 years old. Welcome into the clubhouse, Sandy.
Hi, Danielle. It's very nice to be on with you again. Yeah, 16, and you know, I'm one of those women that doesn't mind mentioning my age. So I'm now 43, and I've been almost every year. So to say that I know the Masters and the tournament is, and the city.
And the city
when it comes to life.
Yes. Now, see, when I drove from, I flew into South Carolina, and I thought I'd see the countryside, which turned out to be pretty, every mile looked the same after a while, going into Augusta and drove down Washington Road and went, this is not what I expected in a way.
No.
So
Washington Road is definitely kind of the hub of the tournament. It's kind of where everyone hangs out that week. And, you know, we're definitely trying to get more people to come downtown. That's where I live and predominantly work. There's a lot of good things in downtown Augusta as well as Washington Road. But there's just a lot of cool stuff on Masters Week if you know where to look. And so that's kind of where I come on the scene, and I've helped people since 1999 kind of find their way and have a great trip to the Masters. That's more of my side. Although I will say, on the tail end of your conversation with Ron, I've picked probably the last five Masters winners.
Oh.
I've called them and picked them, and this year my pick is JT, and, you know, at first people are like, oh, that's not the one, and, you know, I picked him a few months ago, and I'm still sticking with him, and even, you know, he's not at the top yet, but I feel very strongly that his game is there, his mental game is there, and I also feel like he really wants to win it for Tiger. I don't know why I feel that way, but I do. I feel like he's going to have that extra push this year to win.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. No, that's lovely.
Yeah.
I'm with you all the way, but I can't say it.
Right.
Why? Because it seems like anytime I, you know, say that, I'm picking so and so, then
yeah, don't jinx them.
Yeah, you know, so I don't want to do that. But yeah. What I gotta say though is, I was not impressed with Washington Road at all. In fact, I was like, oh my goodness. And then I went and I met you downtown in that lovely restaurant bar.
Metro.
Yes.
We met at Metro.
Mm-hmm. Metro. And Augusta, Georgia is a beautiful little city. It's it's right along a river. Tell us about Augusta.
There's just so much going on. There's a lot of outdoor activities. The art scene is definitely growing. The creative scene is growing. I kind of dabble a little bit still in the golf world and a lot of it in the creative world. And downtown, actually, when I was a kid, it was thriving, you know, and then all the malls came about and it kind of, you know, everyone kind of left the downtown area. And over the past probably 20 years, people have really tried to restart businesses and, you know, continue to grow the downtown area. And it's probably one of my favorite places in Augusta. I live downtown in a beautiful loft and I can walk to predominantly 90% of the places that I have to work or whatever. And then there's a lot of great dining downtown and bars, and there's just everything. It's just really great. And I tell everyone, I'm like, if you're coming in for the Masters, like, you know, most people go to Hooters, which I've done, and I think Hooters is great. And it's fun. They did actually set up their tent this year. It's a much smaller tent than they normally have. So they are having a few little events in there and their silent auction that they normally do every year. And T-Bones, of course. You got it. Did you make it by T-Bones?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
But I don't think you went with me. So it's different. It's different. You got to go with me next time you're in town.
I would love that. I would love that because I was by myself. And you know, I just wanted to feel the place. It was spontaneous. People are having a great time. They're obviously getting a little stoned.
Oh, yeah. Our group, we have a little, you know, we have a little group. We've been meeting up. Some of them have been meeting there for, you know, 25 years.
Wow.
And I'm kind of the baby in the group. And so I'm probably about 8 years in, I think, now, part of the crew. And the other night we were chit-chatting and we were saying, you know, what is this? What do we have? We're like family. It's like a reunion. Every year, you know, right before Masters Week, all of our phones kind of blow up and we kind of get our game plan together, where we're going to have dinner, what we're going to do. And then no matter pretty much whatever we do that day, whether it's going on the golf course or going to parties or going out to dinner, we typically all end up at T-Bones by the end of the night, and that's our nightcap spot. We all get Ubers or Lyfts, and no one's driving. It's great. And Mark and Henry there, they're great. They just really take really good care of everyone. Like, even if it's your first year, they're just great. But we decided that we are a hybrid. So I thought this was so cool, such a golf thing. We are totally a hybrid of Cheers and Caddyshack. So that is our group at T-Bones, and everyone kind of has their own characters. And I feel like it's just, it's a special place, Masters Week. So next time you come into town, I'll take you.
I would love to go with you and at least be a guest in the crew.
And there's a lot of cool things like that going on this week. It's a little different this year because of COVID. But I think the parties are starting to come back. They're much smaller this year, but there are some parties in town. There are definitely some watch parties going on. The hospitality houses are kind of back doing their thing, but, you know, much smaller this year. But I think next year we'll probably be back to 100%.
Well, the agency you founded is creative businesses, helping businesses become creative. They certainly had to do that during COVID, the past year.
Oh, yeah. I think I've been stressing, you know, I worked in the golf industry for about 6 years running social media accounts. Not a lot of people know that for golf brands and players. And you learn a lot about social media, and I did it for my own self as Augusta Golf Girl. And you just learn a lot about using the internet to connect and to get the word out about things in general, whatever you need. And I just think it's so important. And so when we went into COVID, so many people reached out and they're like, oh my God, we have no social media presence. We have no website. And I'm like, Yeah, I've been preaching that for how many years?
Yes.
But yeah, it is. I mean, it's strong. And so I hope that if anything came out of dealing with COVID as a business side of it, not taking away from the human side of it, but just the business aspect of how COVID kind of changed our world, is I hope that it made people focus on, you know, their digital branding and assets and things like that. It's something I'm really passionate about. Speaking of which, have you seen the Masters social media this year?
Yes, it's hot.
Oh,
they're doing a good job.
It's like a dream come true. Like, I remember tweeting years ago, back in like 2008, because they had no Twitter, they had nothing.
Nothing.
And I was just begging. I was like, please, please. You know, and then they started a Twitter, and they would only tweet Masters Week, like, period. And it was very, you know, Augusta National style.
Yeah, stayed.
And so the
yes.
last year, you know, that style. So I think last year they amped it. But this year, oh, my God, like the behind-the-scenes stuff that they're sharing.
Yeah, it's really nice.
The Azalea recipe, what? Like, what? I saw that on their Instagram account, a photo of the Azalea cocktail with a napkin with their actual recipe. And I was like, this is sacred. You can't just put that out there.
That'd be like sharing the egg salad sandwich recipe, the egg salad recipe. I don't know. It is so good. I just love that sandwich. Now, in the last minute that we have, where would you send people downtown for dinner in Augusta?
So I'm going to disclose that I actually work with them with some of their digital assets. And even before I started working with them, this is who I would have sent people to anyway, is Frog Hollow Tavern. It is by far, if you can get a table, that's where you should go. And people start booking table literally months in advance. As soon as they open up the reservations, it's typically booked out.
Wow.
If you can't get in there, go to visitaugusta.com. It's a great website. It's the local travel bureau here. They do a really good job of highlighting all the local things. And they have great downtown section. And I'm in the process of revamping my Augusta Golf Girl website. So next year, I will redo what I've had in the past of personally picked places by me, places I've actually gone to, I can vouch for, I can tell you what I love about it, what I don't like about it, why you might like it, you know, things like that. So
we'll have to do something so we can gear up like 6 months in advance to make your make your plans, get set up so you know where to go. I didn't do that. All I was thinking about was being on the golf course. I didn't think about that.
That's a lot of people, and I think it's one of the reasons why I try really hard to put that information out there. And this was years ago when there wasn't really a strong social media presence by the local, you know, Visitors Bureau or the Masters or things like that. And now there is. And so I'm watching it. I'm like, wow, yes, thank you.
Yes.
Finally, you know, and I love it. I love it. Visit Augusta is definitely an asset to pay attention to if you're planning a trip to Augusta.
It's visitaugusta.com. This is Sandy Crowley. We know her as Augusta Golf Girl on Twitter. Just go to Augusta Golf Girl, and she'll take you inside Augusta, Georgia, a sweet little town with lots of a style and an ambiance that really makes you feel at home. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Good Masters.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to come back. Bob Bupka's coming in. He's Talk Sport UK, voice of golf. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
When Hilton Hawaiian Village opened in 1955, who made their signs? Honolulu Sign. They do building marquees and lighted signs, letter signs, parking and tow-away signs, signs of every kind. Honolulu Sign has OSHA compliance signs, makes custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047, licensed and insured, COVID compliant, and they have all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047.
What does falling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stop the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction, 864-9520 now. The golf club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
That's a Siwoo Kim action there. Don't get frustrated. You'll want that club. Yes. Bob Bupka, voice of golf for TalkSport in the UK, host in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. Well, oh, he's also author, The Ryder Cup. Coming up, The Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event, released in first book edition by Diversion Books, updated and revised. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Well, thanks for having me. You know, they keep saying it's a tradition like no other. And I think you and I being on the air together fits that description wonderfully well.
Yes, yes. In fact, do you remember when Hideki Matsuyama just burst on the scene with his victory at the Asia-Pacific Amateur? We were talking about it. Was that 10 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have somewhat of a jaded look at this leaderboard. Why don't you indulge me?
I think, sure.
I think your listeners will enjoy it. Justin Rose, all right? He has an opportunity this weekend to do something that I predict will never, ever be duplicated in the world of golf, and that is to win a U.S. Open, to win a Masters, and to win an Olympic gold medal. That trifecta will stand the test of time. The guy's playing with, how about this, Will Zalatoris. This is all new to him. He's so thin, he has to run around a shower just to get wet. And also playing with in the final group out here is Harmon, Brian Harmon, and the Taylors are worried. What are they going to do if Harmon wins? They don't have a jacket that small. He's the smallest guy playing golf. And then, of course, we got the luxurious comeback kid in Jordan Spieth. He's driving the crowds wild. We got Weisberger from Austria. Nobody from Austria has ever won. Blue blood in Justin Thomas. I mean, it's a little bit of everything you could hope for, Danielle.
Yes, and we've got Tony Finau there, too. He used to spend the summers in Hawaii. So even though he's a Utah boy, you know, we adopt him. And he's up there, too. I'm really excited. Jose Maria Olazabal has played 30 events. PGA European Tour since, what, 2016, hasn't won any. Made the cut and dedicated it. He said, it's like winning the event. And it'd be like he wanted to make that for his dear friend, Seve Ballesteros, on Seve Ballesteros, what would have been his birthday. It's a wonderful story.
Oh, no, I'm glad you brought that up. Jose Maria Olazabal, certainly the biggest fan of Seve Ballesteros. But anybody that knew Seve was a big fan. I mean, he was the complete competitor, added so much to the game, and for Jose Maria Olazabal to make the cut, it was just simply amazing. And that's what you have to say about this entire leaderboard. It's simply amazing.
I think it's simply amazing at the number of guys that didn't make the cut. I mean, to see Dustin Johnson not make the cut just tells you how different this course is playing between November, where he won, and this spring in April, where he is not going to be here for the weekend, or isn't here for the weekend. You know, what were your thoughts on his play, his state of the game?
Well, he just came in a little flat, I thought, and the putter let him down. He had no control of his ball speed. And then what about Rory McIlroy?
Mm.
I thought for sure Rory McIlroy was going to bounce back and have a great Masters. It was not meant to be. So you brought up a good point. It's unbelievable the guys that made the cut, and it's unbelievable the guys that didn't make the cut.
Yeah. Sergio Garcia, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Lee Westwood, Rory McIlroy, Zach Johnson, Patrick Cantlay, Jason Day. I mean, a lot of these guys, you go, okay, Jason, yeah, he's had, Patrick, though, Patrick Cantlay, Zach Johnson's great in this kind of environment, the way his game is. Rory McIlroy, I thought he would have had a better game, but he was all over the place. Lee Westwood has been on strong, but he's been playing an awful lot lately. I think he just got tired. Dustin Johnson, I did not expect him to miss the cut. Brooks Koepka, I did not expect him to make the cut, given the state of his body. But he was, you know, he worked his bleep off to get there, right? Did you remember hearing that? Yes?
Oh, he worked harder than that and actually got upset with one of the media questions when he was asked, did he think he could win? And he alluded to the amount of workouts that he put in just to give himself a champ. He's a real competitor. What about Stuart Sink? We didn't mention his name. He's now 5 shots off the lead.
Wow.
And another good buddy of mine, Henrik Stenson, he's 5 shots off the lead. Boy, it is getting crazy. And PGA champion Colin Morikawa, he just goes to 2 under par also, 5 back. Palmer is right there at 2 under, 5 back. Buckle up your seatbelt. It's going to be a wild 36 holes here at Augusta.
It's marvelous. Yeah, and watching Shane Lowry and Tommy Fleetwood and Henrik Stenson and Kevin Na, it is a really, Robert McIntyre, it's a great leaderboard. It's so international. It's almost like watching the LPGA Tour. So many guys coming over here. Bob Bubka, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, my pleasure. And to everybody listening, enjoy the final 36 holes of this, the 85th Masters. There's no event like it in the world of golf.
In the world of golf, indeed. Aloha, Bob.
Take care, Danielle.
We're going to come back because we're going to go straight back to Augusta National with Ron Syrak. He's writing the book for the Augusta Golf Club, the annual book. So we'll join, bring him into the clubhouse. He'll join us in just a minute. We'll also tell you more about a Global Golf Post, because you could really support the golf club, the show. If you've discovered Global Golf Post, the game is going to be all the stuff that you've heard about, or what happens over this weekend, more importantly. All of that will be compiled, put together, in addition to what happens on the Pro Tours this weekend. Actually, this is the only event that's happening this weekend. You'll also get opinion, commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. And best of all, it's absolutely free. Sign up for your free subscription. You'll become one of the most informed golfers. globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii, all in small. Do not cap anything. Otherwise, you'll go to an error page. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine Life with Dr. Carlson.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu. When Hilton Hawaiian Village opened in 1955, who made their signs? Honolulu Sign. They do building marquees and lighted signs, letter signs, parking and tow-away signs, signs of every kind. Honolulu Sign has OSHA compliance signs, makes custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047, licensed and insured, COVID compliant, and they have all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047.
Want more customers?
Renovating high-rises, whatever your trade.
Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company. Buy insurance, air condition their offices. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few hundred dollars. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
That's rick@radiogolfclub.com.
Our listeners are consumers, too.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring Ron Syrak right into the Clubhouse. He's an award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor. He's at Augusta National for the Masters to write the annual Augusta National Golf Club book, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award, LPGA Media Excellence Award, and author, the Vision 54 Trilogy, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, published in 8 languages, by the by. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And boy, the leaderboard could have been all those guys who missed the cut, but they're gone. And we've got a great leaderboard right now. Will Zalatoris. We haven't talked very much about him. Justin Rose, of course, is at the top of the leaderboard just by one stroke with Bill Harmon, Mark Leishman, Jordan Spieth, Corey Connors, Hideki Matsuyama, Brent Wiesberger, Tony Finau, Justin Thomas, Siwoo Kim, and Cameron Champ. After that, we go into Xander Schauffele. That's an incredible leaderboard. Who have you been following?
Well, you know, I mean, I went the front nine with Justin Rose yesterday, and it was really a remarkable. He did what you see champions frequently do, which is he turned what could have been a 74 or a 75 yesterday into a 72. He was 3 over par through 7 holes on his round. He was still 3 over par through 12 holes. And this is after shooting 65 in the first round. And then he played the last 6 holes 3 under par to get back to even par in the day. And that was really, really a great example of going out there without your best stuff and still figuring out how to put up a respectable score and to keep the lead. So, Rose is going to be fascinating to watch. And then, Will Zalatoris he's somebody who 2 years ago was ranked 2006 in the world rankings. And now here he is at the Masters. He got the 45 in the world ranking, qualified to be here, playing in his first Masters. And here he is on Saturday in the last group.
What was it? He was 13 when somebody said, you really need to go check this young guy out. He's got what it takes.
Yeah, and he's also for a young person, and you don't see that a whole lot. He is a real historian of the game. He studies. Mm-hmm. He says he can probably think of a great player hitting a great shot on every hole at Augusta National. That he's watched so much tape and film of past Masters tournaments that he has every hole in the golf course and burned into his memory.
Wow. And he was also at the Masters when Tiger Woods won his 4th green jacket. Talk about inspiring for a young person to be there, to just want to, just having that picture of, I'm going to play here one day. That's powerful.
Yeah, he was like 8 years old at that time. Yeah.
Powerful stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, truly. The former number one in the world, the Olympic gold medalist Justin Rose, managing to pull it off. I'm surprised how far he's gone to top, outside the top 40. I didn't look at that until I started doing some research for the show and realized that's where he's at. I don't know a lot about Brian Harmon. Do you?
He's a little guy. I look at him. He reminds me. I don't know if you know who the comedian Larry Miller is, but he's like a dead ringer for him. He's one of those people. You look at him and you wonder how he generates the amount of power that he generates, but he does. And he is a. I would have to say, it's not an emerging star, an emerging force that's going to be out here. You're going to see quite a bit of him.
Wow. Okay. We know Mark Leishman. We know Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth, I mean, it seems like he was off and then he flipped a switch and he's on.
Yeah, he's been this entire year. He's been seems like he's on the leaderboard every week. He seems like he's gone into Sunday with a chance to win virtually every time he's teed it up, and finally last Sunday he got it done. He ended a nearly a 4-year drought without a victory. It's usually considered, not too many people win the week before the Masters and come in and win the Masters.
Yeah.
It's only been done about 2 or 3 times, but he's playing really, really solid golf right now, and his head's in a very, very good place. I think all those little gremlins that were running around inside of his brain the last couple of years, I think he's finally figured out a way to silence them.
And speaking of you know, just the things that run around in your brain, Tony Finau and Cameron Champ, everybody's being so much more honest with the media. Have you noticed that? You've been around for a while.
Well, you know, I mean, I think one of the things that particularly this generation of players have figured out is that you got to be honest with yourself. You got to be honest about what's going on with your game and how you feel about things, and to express those thoughts openly is probably not a bad thing. It's probably a good thing to get your game on where it should be, in balance. And you know, Finau in particular is one of those people who's an enormously talented guy. Another person who seems to be in contention all the time, and another person who seems not to be able to get the horse across the finish line.
Yeah, and he said, quite frankly, that all of this keeps him hungry, humble, and then he said he knows he needs a big win to even feel like he's had a good career up to this point. I mean, he's obviously fully aware that he's not getting the horse across the finish line, and that we always talk about it. You know, it's like, when is Tony going to win? And he always gets so close, and what's holding him back? It must be frustrating knowing how much is talked about a person being the person being talked about.
Well, I think one of the things that all these guys realize out here, there is so much talent in professional golf, just absolutely so much talent. And I think that one of the things that the guys realize is how little the difference is between those who are really stars and those who are sort of run-of-the-mill players. It's not that long. I mean, you're talking about, you know, one or two strokes over the course of 72 holes, you know, how easy would it be to pick up one or two strokes? But the fact is, the really good players, like I said, you know, yesterday what Justin Rose did, turning a 74 or 75 into a 72. That's how you win tournaments. You don't let it get out of control. And for somebody like a Finau, they know they are as good as anybody out here. It's just that you've got to be as good as them when it matters most. And that's it takes a while to figure that out. Some people never figure it out.
Matt Wolf didn't make the cut, but he was disqualified for signing an incorrect scorecard. What happened there?
Yeah, we had a couple of interesting rule situations here already. Wolf signed for a score lower than what he recorded, what he actually shot on the 17th hole, and that's the penalty. If you sign for a score that's higher than what you actually got, you have to live with a higher score. But if you sign for a score lower than what you shot, then you're disqualified for attesting to an incorrect scorecard. We also had Abraham Ancer with a penalty for a TV replay showing that he had touched the sand in a bunker hitting shots. And, golf's a tough game by the rules, but they are there for a very, very specific reason. And you didn't hear a complaint from either of those players really about the penalties that they incurred.
No. And Matthew Wolf is having a really, really tough couple of months or 4 months. It's odd. He was doing so well, and then something's happened. And I don't know. It's golf, right? If you're wondering why Ron Cyrak, who is in Augusta at the, of course, Masters, 85th Masters, it's beautiful. You're kind of whispering.
Well, I'm in the media center. Yeah,
hi. It's that glorious new media center, right?
Yes. There's very, very few places that you're allowed to go with your telephone on this property. And you try to find a place where you can do what you need to do without disturbing the other people who are around.
That's great. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. Speaking of no cell phones on the grounds, there have been rumors that some of like the coaches or or I don't know, people who are with some of the players have been asked to leave because they were using their cell phones?
I haven't heard anything like that this year. I've known people in the past who've had their credentials lifted because they walked out onto the golf course with their cell phones. And so it's definitely happened in the past, and it's definitely a rule that they enforce.
Yeah, they're very strict about it. Now, when you're here at Augusta at the Masters Tournament, Augusta National Golf Club, and it's an amazing place. There's no place like it at all. And you have the honor of writing the Augusta National Golf Club annual book. Tell us about what you're doing. What do you write for the annual book?
Yeah, they put a book out every year that a really well done, well produced, a hardcover book, and we essentially cover the another guy, Jeff Babineau, and I write it, and we cover the entire week. And the week now starts with the Augusta National Women's Amateur, which is starts the Wednesday before the Masters, ends on Saturday at Augusta, and then Sunday is the Drive, Chip, and Putt Championship. And then Monday is all Masters week. So we cover everything from the champions dinner to the amateurs dinner to, well, in a normal year, the par three contest, which for the second Masters in a row now they didn't have this year because of COVID. But we try to capture the whole flavor, both through words and through photos, of what it's like to be on this property during Masters week.
Well, who's taking the photos?
They have their own crew of people out here. Believe me, Augusta National has a. In addition to doing the book at Masters.com, they have some of the best writers in the business. Bill Fields among them, writing. Jim McCabe used to work for the Boston Globe. They're all writing for their website. So they've got a big staff here and a big staff of photographers as well.
That's great. I've names that we all know and we've read. Who have you picked anyone? Have you picked anyone
week,
to win?
You know, I still like Jordan Spieth. You know,
Jordan Spieth. I'm kind of going with somebody who's a little bit further down on the leaderboard, but I'm afraid to say anything officially because I tend to jinx people. So I'll just keep it to myself. Great. I just feel like I'm missing something that I should be talking about with you.
Well, the only thing is that I can say is this is a very, very different golf course in April than it was in November. I think Dustin Johnson found that out. And the course played a tit slower, a tit softer in November. And the course is very, very hard in the past right now. The powers that be here at Augusta National have the golf course playing exactly the way that they want it to play. We're just sort of holding our breath now that there's a possibility of some weather moving through late in the afternoon today, sort of hoping that it misses this because I'd like to see it not softened up and continue to play the way that they have it set up right now. But, you know, Dustin Johnson won in November at 20 under par. I wouldn't be surprised if this year's winning score is more like 10 under par, a 10 strokes difference between November and April. But that's the difference of this golf course between in the fall and in the spring.
And when they had Thursday set up, which was really tough, I thought, and then it's like they watered the greens. What did they do? Did it rain overnight?
No, they slowed them down a titch, but I think mostly what it was just putting the hole locations in places that were a little bit more accessible. But, you look at it, the 65 that Justin Rose shot on Thursday was the low score of the day by 4 strokes.
Yes.
So, there weren't that many people. There were only 3 other rounds in the 60s, I think. So the course has been playing difficult, and then you go out yesterday, and there were a couple people who put up some numbers in sort of the in the 60s, But other than that, people were it's still a struggle out there.
Yeah, it is. And it's great to see the course. Just so that we're watching television, we can say Ron Czyrak is with that group. Who are you going to follow?
I'm probably going to go out with and try to catch up with the leaders who are just about ready to go off right now.
Great. Have a great day, a great week, weekend. Thank you so much for taking time out of your wonderful day at Augusta. Augusta, beautiful. I love the place. I love the golf course, and I wish I were there. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to have to close the show. It seems like it's been just starting. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible. But before we do that, I just want to mention that next weekend, Kapolei Golf Club is hosting the 2021 Lotte Championship. And Christina Kim was on Twitter this morning, said she's getting on an airplane so she can come to Hawaii. And of course, she's going to be playing the Ladies Professional Golf Association, LPGA, and Lotte are playing at Kapolei. It's $300,000 for the winner, a field of 144 players. Now, remember, it's from the 14th to the 17th, because this is shown in Korea and many of the Asian countries, including Japan. They'll want to end on Saturday, so everybody has a chance to see the tournament on Sunday in those other countries. So really exciting, as everybody just is so excited. We didn't get to see the Lotte last year, so it's really cool. It's Lotte, by the way, is a Korea-Japan-based title sponsor, and they have all kinds of places around the world. I always thought they made like ice cream and confections, and I think that is what started, but now they're in e-commerce and hospitality and all kinds of interesting industries. Thank you for our wonderful sponsors being on with us, and Global Golf Post, the leading golf publication that is digital, of course, in the game of golf, and it is absolutely free. So go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Show your support for the golf club by signing up for Global Golf Post, globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii, all small, no caps. Aloha Power Equipment moving sale. It continues until the store is empty. They put power at your fingertips for everything you need, including that Honda mower. It is on sale. Sand Island and the Waipahu stores, go there. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. They've got everything you need. Honolulu Sign, they do exterior building signs. They do real estate signs, lighting signs, parking signs, interior design signs, signs of every kind, PPE signs, Honolulu Sign. And by the way, they're moving to Hart Street after some 80 years at their current location. Hawaii Pain and Spine, Dr. Jonathan Carlson. If you've got a pain of any kind, like I do, see Dr. Jonathan Carlson. Do something about it. Call Hawaii Pain and Spine. You don't want to be in pain. MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters, you need help right away, 24/7. Because when disaster strikes, no one is expecting it, but you've got to have somebody to come in, take charge of the situation, and that's something that MD Restoration can do for you. They can tell you what needs to be done. They can take over and help you understand how long it's going to take to get back. We've also got the wonderful people at RCM Construction, 30-year leader in spalling repairs across Hawaii. So what is spalling? People always ask that question. Well, spalling is when the concrete starts crumbling and separates itself from, let's say, the rebar that holds the structure together, destroying the strength of your structure, which is why some lanai can just fall right off. RCM Construction, they'll fix it. Sioux Electric kept the lights on, power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping centers, commerce centers, city and state projects. Have your project done right, on time, on budget. It's Sioux Electric, lighting the way. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.